Yes, my people, we don't come again for inside the matter as it concerns Football Republic, FPL. And yes, everything we concern FPL, Fantasy Premier League from the Premier League for weekends. Now with the always carry come on top of this podcast. Welcome once again. In case you just joined us for the first time, my name is Natimi, the Pigeon Commentator of the Federal Republic, PCFR, on top of this matter today. And today, as always, I get my goons them inside the studio. I get Olamide, our star boy, in the top of our league, yeah. Man, I just let
star boy.
Nah, boy. For us, yeah. Now you be our star boy. You are our star boy. No one know.
I agree.
And we get the man we say, yes, you don't go bab new hairstyle. Because Jesse don't they win.
But you don't reflect from my FPL points.
Okay. Boku enter the matter and Boku see. Boku start with the Kings of Game Week 10. And Dayo, I know say yes, we don't talk plenty about João Cancelo.
Yeah.
No man. Now, mm-hmm. We know the surprise saying they get plenty points now. Mm-hmm. Boku start with missing Mount. All of a sudden, missing Mount just hits. Share this one, something will continue or... Because last season, we see him, he do well for Chelsea, mm-hmm. but you will expect, say, FPL managers, they will be raising Mount more.
It just be like, wait till we talk. If you look in price, 7.6 million, she gets.
Yeah.
Almost the same price way we get with Madison here, she mm-hmm. gets. He's no brainer one. Then number two, if you look at his role, the kind of role way they play for Chelsea now, yeah. she gets. It's like everything that has to do with build up, progressive passes, ball hop, he's the man. She gets. And... For the past two games now, three games now, if you know score, they create, they give assist for 7.6 million. You get, and you have other top players. We say for that, for amounts we pass them, they really deliver.
Yeah.
At this point, I will just tell people, say, I won't tell people convincingly, say, me you get them for your team, but a player to watch out for.
Mm. Player to watch out for, missing Mount. Because now, you say?
For me, I believe, I mean, when season starts, Mason Mount been there worth 8 million. So he don't drop to 7 points because he never scored this season.
And maybe not because of the manager with it then.
Well, with Potter now, maybe like, see, Potter don't get new role for him and that kind of thing. Now he be the only player we don't start every match under Potter, for that Chelsea team, you get. Mm. So it means, Potter really trust him and Potter will put him for those things. He get two assists last week. Mm-hmm. For Champions League again, he get another assist. Mm. So he maybe these returns don't come. The last three games, don't make sure he get returns. So these returns don't come. But I go see advice, say, make you still chill. Maybe one or two games before you go decide on, you know, we won't know which kind of form they enter first. Because he needs that first goal first.
Yeah, to take boost.
So hopefully once that goal comes, we say, okay, maybe we'll start to consider.
But I feel like now one player will be saying price go increase rapidly once he get that first
game. Yeah, of start so you know better. Place. So Shema will just keep him on bench.
Yes, but I mean,
maybe get him on bench now.
And the fixtures, so if you look at the fixtures where they come, do you get? I think it's that player you don't have. Now, fixtures will be saying Kofi flourish.
Okay, but make I come with you now, Bruno Guimarães. And another player will be saying you go on this Newcastle. I don't know the kind of form will be saying they will come, but we know see last season Guimarães. Now he'll be more or less, now he help Newcastle pull them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, towards the end.
This is an injury. Yes, Hulam. Yeah. But now, he'll be like, he don't come back.
I think the biggest selling point for Guimarães has always been his price. Now, in price, the biggest selling point. I mean, when it didn't start, I think it was worth like 4.5 million or so. You know, they 5.6 now. Imagine say you've been getting that when they worth 4.5 million.
Massive.
You don't gain like one... Over £1 million on top of this player, and I personally way even if you don't perform, you give him a bench. I mean, you get bench players when they they do
anything. Like
when they give you, but when they play, you get so they say you don't get them for 5.5 million. A player
will all make sense
depending on the features when you get. Even for now, say, depending on the features when you get, if you always pull them in because you get say Newcastle will somehow score, and if he didn't involve, so a very good player to get, a very good option to get for your team for that price.
Nice.
And now everybody can get enough more money to spend. Everybody has more money to spend now because big hitters like Salah and Trent, where everybody, where they very expensive pass. Almost everybody don't sell them. So money plenty. If you check your team, like you say, you get money to spend because those people, 7 million, 13 million or so, you don't get them for your team again. Don't buy players with
less. Don't buy with less. And they'll give you more.
Exactly. So if you get
and now two players, no vexing I caught you in there. And now two players I go like, maybe we watch out for them, maybe we get for our team, which is Foden before I be the doubt them because of Guardiola rule. Guardiola rule, the day two setting sometimes. Sometimes you could just change formation. The player don't go play. They vex players too. But Scamacca, now player we know, say he get potentials.
Mm.
Scamacca is that player, but Scamacca, she when the season first starts, they don't use him. But now he don't improve. He don't score like back. He don't score like four times now, back to back. She again.
Last Premier League game.
For so I think it's that player, 7.9 million. I think it's that player that we need to watch out for.
Okay.
Out of all this, if you fold it on Scamacca.
And I agree with you in a way, because for me, I think this man, David Moyes, is not the player more of now.
Exactly.
Michel Antonio, not the two stars.
And if you see the kind, and that before he scored that goal, he don't score one or two. When you see the dogs in are offside, one are foul, you get. And they get into great goal scoring position. They don't play him as a target man, all ball to him.
Ronaldo, lastly.
Finally, we get in first Premier League goal of the season. Well, I mean, nobody's buying that guy, you know.
No,
I'm 10.2 million. No matter, 10.2. If you like,
man, no, realize Mo Salah.
If you like, if you buy, we don't go do like this, so. Your eye go open. Your eye go open. No rest for you.
You go do wah wah wah.
Nobody's buying that guy. Nobody's buying that guy. Next bit.
Okay, Moku go for inside the Matasi designer player availability. Moku talk about Luis Diaz, 25%. This all these players we. I don't know why my director put this thing. I don't know who get them for their team, but
so Diaz actually, I mean,
they make sense.
Well, yeah, Diaz they all right. No,
but apart from the first two, 3 weeks,
The other team they struggle. For Inge assist for the last match.
Even though he
got injured in the first half, I think.
There's been that shining light exactly in Liverpool team.
But now Ingo definitely miss. Ingo definitely miss. I think he's out after the World Cup. Mm-hmm. So if you get him for your team, time to take him out. Then they come back. And that player, Amasia. Amasia, season come back from that. He's on a very mad goal scoring form now.
Yeah. Wunjo, they always
affect that. For the derby, for Manchester derby, he scored two.
Coming off the bench.
Exactly. He scored for Europa League. Then for last Premier League game against Everton, I didn't get an assist for Anthony Go. So for 6.9 million, you just got to put your eye on top of him. In game injury now, so he won't give you space to think. But I mean, hopefully it's not a serious injury. So he's back soon. If he does watch him, but he's one to watch.
Arnold Kukulu. Arnold, transfer out.
Another problem.
This injury just make him confirm. Say you need to come out. Trent Alexander.
Another problem. Yeah. Rhys James. Rhys James will be the give
points.
Points.
Like say, we'll never know how long. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, Moku go most transferred in, and people they bring in Foden.
Exactly, ahead of the City game, and it's understandable because you know how City ahead of Liverpool game against Liverpool, Foden are one of those guys where they always find a way to score. He sabi score Liverpool, and India on a very mad run of form to be honest. So for 8.2 million, as we say, Liverpool the way Liverpool take the. Now, option where you can understand why people they bring him in. Because if City go score that day, if City go run rampage, Foden will definitely get one or two goals.
Anything.
So it makes sense to say people they bring him coming.
And the other player we see like to talk about, I don't know, Trossard. We talked about him last week.
Trossard gave me 2 points. I had him in my, get him for my.
So I don't know. People see a transfer and they believe Sengo still do one or two.
Brighton they play against Brentford, yeah?
Brighton.
So, and everybody, they run riot past Brentford like this now,
I think more people don't up on the Martinelli train now. And
Martinelli own right from... You know, saying they do, in the show that working.
They busy, you get...
Yeah, in the show that working, but, you know, just they get the points.
I don't know why people know this. Last week, Martinelli didn't give me a point pass for my FPL. He gave me 12 points.
Wow.
Imagine side captain now.
Can you imagine?
So, no, I mean, Martinelli get attacking...
For 6.6.
For 6.6 million. I'm not forgetting 90 on set pieces.
And Trippier. We go talk Trippier last week.
Yeah.
I think Trippier is a must-have.
He had an assist last week too.
Yes, he's a must-have.
Must-have. You will get people get Arnold, man. If he,
no, you, anybody will see, exactly. Just transfer and put in.
Because like all defenders, they do anyhow now. But Trippier and Cancelo, I beg.
Cancelo is, if you don't get time for your, no, you are useless manager. You are a useless manager if you don't get Cancelo for your... FPL. Okay, Moku Gomos transferred out like we talk. Luis Diaz because of Wunjo.
Yeah.
Trent Salah expected.
The Liverpool squad was expected.
13 million to 12.7. Imagine say you get 12.7 and you don't get one single shot on target and I used to be your captain.
I don't tackle Ugo for Twitter. So that's why we're gonna come today. In case now, no. Me and now we don't talk for Twitter. So he won't avoid me. He just avoiding me. The one I want to talk about now. No, not even Bernardo Silva.
Bernardo Silva. Yeah.
What did it happen?
For Bernardo, majorly 9 minutes. in minutes say, okay, where you go play exactly for the team and which matches you go start to begin with. And it's understandable, say, if you get a person like when for that city, you're able to limit other options if you pick. So normally, if you get a city asset, you could get, yeah, say you could get Diaz, maybe De Bruyne, Alan Foden.
Yeah.
You could call like six people before you go.
You're going to be like three already city players.
Exactly. And you could not call like six people before you go even consider, say, Bernardo and one person who is supposed to put for your team. Yeah. You get, because how many return team they get? This was not 2 seasons ago when it was on fire. So you're understandable, think, why people would push and come up for.
And I think Guardiola and a person will be saying, with the kind of striker we get up front now, if you look Jack Grealish, if you look Bernardo Silva, these are players will be saying they hold ball. Mm. So you get. But with the kind of forward way you get, you need people will be saying, they sight the pass. You get, and Bernardo Silva might not just be that player. And why you want to force him into the squad when the squad don't they do well already?
Yeah.
Just like Olamide said, you know the flop now, minutes they deny him.
Yeah, okay. Moku, go for the strategies for this game week 12 blank, the match between Man City and Arsenal. That one, I don't know how they want to use one, but you guys are saying people will get City players, people will get
Arsenal
players.
So basically, City and Arsenal are going to play for game
weekend.
I think na midweek.
Na midweek, yeah. So because of their Europa League match.
So for people we get three City assets and three Arsenal assets.
Yeah.
No, say you did inside trouble if you don't start to use. So
if you get your free
eats, exactly, if you get your free eats, this is when to use it. If you don't get your free, it's day inside trouble because that means two or three of your players no go play.
It's like me now, day inside trouble.
So your wild card, now your wild card supposed to come in, where you use shoes. But, you know, so we don't talk about it. I think we go talk about last week. See, maybe they consider it, they come out, you know, one or two assets. And it's difficult because people, we don't transfer in Foden now. We don't Foden go miss the next game week.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you sacrifice, they go all in against Liverpool. Mm-hmm. Even though you know, they available for midweek game.
Mm-hmm.
So for the people who get Arsenal and City assets, as they make your decision now, between this game week 11 deadline and game week 12 deadline, consider, say, you guys try to shift, the Arsenal players. Keep the ones where you feed just. Keep way people for bench for that game week 12.
So
if you just put them for bench, if you bring them back in, don't normal.
Because all these people, the name is serious. If for blank, because the player where you transfer us, when you bring them £1, you don't add.
But it's go rest for Haaland.
Yes. Yeah.
Nah, everybody will come out with their picture. Come on, you're bulletproof. Come on, you're bulletproof. Both fight hand to hand. No God.
Oh, yeah, Haaland, don't do your score.
Let's go back to the caveman days.
Yes, we go no manager.
Don't worry.
Harry Kane will just be happy.
Boku, check out players to watch for game week. And you guys talk, say, for me, like we mentioned, Scamacca, definitely, they're among the players to watch out for. Messi Mount also, maybe. Mm-hmm. Bobby Firmino.
Bobby.
Even if Liverpool, they do anyhow. Exactly. Always
so the issue with Bobby,
off bench. See, yeah, starting.
The issue with Bobby now, we say, those minutes, he's not starting. You get?
Yeah.
And because, see, the way Liverpool they play currently, even though himself, we know say Nonde on very, very poor form.
Yeah.
But this guy, but with Diaz injury now, let's say when Diaz get that injury, they bring Firmino on, he score, they move Yota to the left.
Yeah.
You get. And it's we believe say, okay, with the current form in Nonde, it's expected to so they could play end fourth, you get, with Firmino. So Firmino could get that starting those starting minutes.
Mm.
And if Liverpool won't score for that front now.
With the current form we Salah gets. Based on what he said too, she gets. If Firmino they come into that team, she gets. If they play that playmaking role, do you get? That means they go on use Nunes. And I know feel say Nunes na person with club go on bench. If they back him up for every press meeting.
Yeah.
She gets. Like, so now it's a question of with the ass out now. Mm-hmm. You get option of Firmino and Jota. Who you go pick? Jota on the left, still the same. Than with Nunes up front.
Yeah.
So,
the funny thing is, the last time when he played against Arsenal, he used Jota for midfield.
Yeah, then you understand. Jota.
So instead of because at the end you say Bobby Firmino don't deliver more than Jota.
Yeah.
Why not just play Bobby Firmino for that middle? Because you don't see him thrive well for even attack and that's
behind the striker. They affect them. So now that's a very difficult decision for him. Does he go with Firmino to continue Jota for midfield? And or may keep Nunes way score last game because in the try beauty come. Don't forget, say Nunes before he starts, especially this guy could go toe-to-toe with Haaland.
But now,
and he's lost.
And again, Seth, sorry, say Nunes and why we get fit for sure. You get, and if you check the kind of game way they play now, if I say confidence, he don't use some level because he's not just scoring, he they play make.
So,
you know how many crosses where he put, he they fight for, but they aggressive.
So now, the decision of say, should I bench this guy? or make I continue, make I build on
so
the confidence.
So the decision now lie on the manager himself.
Yes, and for FPL manager, that's too risky.
That's very risky. No. A lot of
too risky.
Billing, no way.
Philip Billing. Yeah. Well, I mean,
okay. You said, well, I will use get Billing. I will use get that. Who will they talk?
Shulanke.
Yes, Gimaris.
Okay, Gimaris.
Who will they talk? That's 5 minutes.
You know what I will use? I will go carry Shulanke.
So you get.
For Kane's son.
No comment. No comments. No, not to do this strong team. No comments.
No. Because the problem where people they get most of the time now, or where people don't really understand, I say, this manager, no, they really make them flourish like they go expect. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes if Tottenham don't score goal, they'll come, they go back, the defender, no go attack like you expect them to attack. Yeah. So now the fear I get for Harry Song, for Harry Kane and
for Harry Kane, did my team, and I understand why they
might.
Don't forget, Alan are the only person with him. If to say Alan didn't exist, Harry Kane will be shooting for player of the season.
He will be shooting for player of the season.
8 goals in 8 games. Second highest scorer for league.
But for Son, Son might be the cocoa for me because.
Yeah, that's Son.
The idea of, say, you score one goal finish, you can't. Because the defensive nature of Antonio Conte for me, they affect Son.
Yeah.
But we'll move quickly at captain picks for this game week. And Dio, may I start with you? Your captain for this week, Haaland, as usual.
I don't stay with Maddison. Maddison do me
sponsor. Okay, you want to come out?
I go Haaland. Haaland, I'm back. I'm sorry about last
Haaland,
week.
Haaland party forever.
Haaland, I'm back. I'm sorry.
Haaland,
shaky back line. I mean, Liverpool. If Arsenal if score Liverpool 3 goals.
Mm.
Shaky back line. It should be say Trent day out. And whoever they bring in, I don't know who go play.
What's Gomez.
Go play well. Maybe Joe Gomez never been Gomez of 3 seasons ago.
Yeah.
So it's very, very, very. But we expect saying good day more defensively sound than Trent, no matter what. And depending on what style where this guy want to play. But looking at that Liverpool defense, so the way they always concede go.
They go chop him.
Alan
go score Shani.
I know the first part about this thing and say. Now, this is like more of a statement game for Guardiola to reclaim, say, now only me be the better manager for this league.
Mm.
So that Liverpool, you know, go stop at 3, if you don't stop at 4. As far as they are back, they are young, they open.
Before we go, make I just talk now, or make I ask, Haaland, triple captain him.
You say, 2 seasons ago, let's say two seasons ago, Alan no go even won't even do your team for this kind of match. Because you see, now match we
go tight.
If City no stand where they go collect.
That triple captain of it.
Triple captain. I don't know if you even talk. When it comes to this boy, I don't know if you actually talk anything.
Yes.
Because now when you go talk, and then you go talk.
You know the difference about triple captain? Yeah, it is most times triple captain a personal decision.
Mm.
Because if you go make, say, now that FPL, because even our producer, they follow our podcast.
Yeah, no,
they get points.
He's in the director.
He's in the director. At least last week.
Now, only they watching, they use their points.
At least get like 79.
Okay, man, don't talk that one.
And he get like 79. She get. Now, imagine we're going to do a triple captain.
Triple captain.
Oh, my God.
No. Maybe do herself. So now we'll get something for this cup.
Bob, I mean, if you captain them, obviously. If you captain them again. Against Liverpool, they obviously, because definitely goals always in that game. They hardly to see any Liverpool City game where we go 0-0 goalless draw.
Goals must day.
You get so.
But I just remember goals we Haaland can score.
And I feel like in this kind of match, the brainer
go shine.
The open up game.
Times
they will see Liverpool feel surprised or spark the ball. They feel drawn very well. But for a person like De Bruyne, I don't see outside shots.
Young club no pack the bus.
Yes.
Go back.
I know, but I'm just saying.
You have no bus to pack. They're not good.
You don't even pack the bus.
This place is terrible.
So, as De Bruyne did like that, all those outside shots, all those free kicks, I feel like, say, all of them, that statement match be Liverpool. People, they see Liverpool as rival, but now they won't make Liverpool know, say, okay, yo, what's up?
You go chop him.
Yo, what's up?
Okay, yes, my people, now here we go end the matter for Insider FPL brought to you by the Republicans. Remember, say, if you follow us on top of our social media and also if you subscribe to our channel for YouTube, that one, Football Republic NG. And also, anywhere where they get your podcast from, all the platforms will be on top of that matter. Till I enter, now here again next time. And I did well. Bye, Gary.
Bye, Rice.